This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The kids are gone, and the distractions of the workaday world have been replaced by the quiet days of retirement. It's just you, your spouse, and a nagging reality that you're not happy anymore. That scenario is one being played out across the country as a growing number of older married couples are getting divorced. Since 2020, Canada's divorce rate has dropped to its lowest point in 50 years. But a growing demographic, married people over 50, are giving up their long-term bonds for freedom and the possibility of squeezing more life into the years they have left. This trend is known as a gray divorce, and it's on the rise. According to Statistics Canada, the number of Canadian couples over 65 choosing to divorce has grown by roughly 80% in the last two decades, going from 352,000 in 2010 to 630,000 in 2020. Carol Jamieson is a family lawyer with practices in both Minden and Lindsay. She says she's seen an increase in the number of older married clients coming to her to dissolve their marriages, the majority of whom are women.
I do a lot of divorce work and have for 30 plus years. And I agree that the stats now show, and even locally show, much more long-term marriages falling apart. I know they're calling it the gray divorce, but really, you've got young, I call them young women in their 50s, after 25, 30 years of marriage, just deciding, you know, I just want to be, and I don't know whether free is the right word, I guess it is, but my own decision maker, basically, and in control of my life going forward. I see that a big part of it. It then becomes an issue for them, of course, with the property division, all this kind of spousal support, all this kind of stuff becomes a major issue. Because a lot of, by that time, most people those ages are looking at retirement very soon. So it's much more difficult cutting up the pie then. You know, it's happening. It's I wouldn't say, you know, 50% of the divorces I do are long-term, but, you know, a very good chunk, like 30% even, are long-term relationships. And so not necessarily gray, like me, but... You know, long-term relationship is how I would prefer to term it. Even, you know, the common law, too.
StatsCan reports divorces are trending towards increasingly older ages across the board. The average age of divorce previously was 36 years old in 1980, increasing to 46 years in 2020. What's interesting to note is that the average age people are getting married has changed as well, and that younger Canadians are choosing common law unions instead of marriage. But Jamieson warns the division of assets, should they divorce, is not a 50-50 split. In 1986, the average age people got married was around 25, with marriages lasting for nearly 13 years on average. In 2020, the average couple got married around 31 and stayed together almost 15 years. As for gray divorces, the vow to stay till death do us part has shifted, and the stigma of getting a divorce is not what it once was. What motivates a gray divorce is often multi-layered.
I would say it's tired. Clearly the relationship has gone south for quite a long time, and yet, especially for women, you're still expected to fulfill those responsibilities in the home. Even when you may also be working full-time, or the two of you are running a business together, which is becoming even more common. Kids are gone. She's not enjoying it anymore. And she's not being appreciated either. She may not have realized she was before, but maybe she was before. I don't know. But it turns on that one party does not feel respected or their contribution acknowledged. And they're just done.
Yeah.
Done with that.
When working with her clients on dissolving their marriages, Jamieson encourages mediation or a collaborative approach rather than protracted court proceedings. The advantages include avoiding unanticipated and often staggering legal fees, as well as a far less acrimonious division of assets. There are now teams of legal advocates that can work together on a divorce to ensure an easier settlement for both parties. Jameson is a member of the Kawartha Collaborative Practice, which aims to take a streamlined, holistic approach to finding a resolution without the cost and heightened emotions of a courtroom.
You know, they really have to, more so than for younger people, they have to be more open to mediation and compromise. Heading off to court is in nobody's best interest, frankly. The cost is astronomical, and it's not a speedy resolution either most of the times. Both parties have to be committed to that. What has been a popular process of alternate resolution, they call it, is the collaborative law. Now that's become quite popular. We have a group that started up. We've started up, Lindsay, we've been going for about 10 years, I guess. A lot of us, you have to have specialized training. We go through all this periodically. And it includes family professionals to help with parenting plans. And it includes financial professionals to sort out and collect all the financial data. Now there, you know, it might sound crazy, you've got lawyer for each one plus these neutrals, but it saves time and money. I mean, I'm there to discuss what my client's rights are, the other lawyer as well, and that's why it's important, both sides here. Okay, boy, she's entitled to that. And she's hearing, I may not get that. So they need, you know, everybody's got to compromise. There's never a win-lose. And if you can get to a win-win as opposed to a lose-lose, which is court, really, you know, people complain about my bill when we go to court, but if you didn't fight, you wouldn't be paying me. You know, and how much money are you spending to get an extra $500 a month in spousal? Because at the end of the day, you're paid out more than that in legal costs. And I will always approach people like that. You know, you have to think about what it's going to cost you to get. What is it you want, and what's it going to cost? Does that make financial sense?
Yeah.
Or is this a better option? You know, compromise.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.